The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, how you doing?
Jenna Clark, how are you?
I'm well. I love the fact that we've now got an Albany story for some joker that's been a bit cheeky on the roads.
Yeah, well, cheeky is the word for it. So he was clocked doing 104 kilometres an hour in a 50 kilometre an hour residential zone, which, you know, that's so far over the limit. Like, it's not excusable. It's not 5Ks over.
No.
Like, more than 50Ks over.
I can imagine the guy with the cop with the laser gun, it would just have, like, started smoking.
Yeah, no, the smoke coming off it. Exactly. You can picture in one of those American movies, the cops are sitting there eating their donuts and the car zips past and they spill their coffee, the donuts go everywhere. They put the light on top of the roof and away they go. I'm not sure it was like that. But so anyway, so they've pulled over this fellow. He hasn't given chase or anything. He's pulled over. And then they've said, oh, you know, mate, what's the deal? 50Ks over the speed limit. What's your excuse?
There better be someone in labour
exactly.
Or diabetic shock.
Exactly. No, no. He said, look, I was in a bit of a rush to go fishing.
Mate.
Like, there is great fishing in Albany.
It's true.
Like, to be fair, there is some amazing fishing. If the salmon are running, maybe. But you know, that doesn't justify 50Ks over the speed limit.
No.
Like, I don't care how much you like King George Whiting pulling them out of Middleton Beach. No, off the jetty. There's no excuse. The jetty's not going anywhere.
No. So what's fine has he copped?
In the end, I think he's probably quite lucky. Like, he got a $1,200 fine, which is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
And but his license was only disqualified for 6 months, which is, you know, I guess that's what the rules are. But, you know, 50Ks over, I thought you'd almost be in the Hoon Law territory.
Yeah, I thought you were. I thought it was 40K.
Yeah, he must have a good record or something like that. But, yeah, he was in a, you know, like in a Ford Falcon, of course.
Good on you, mate. You absolute turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's a turkey.
Yeah, now, Jero, back to your... God, we've missed the Jero news over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, well, look, I'm glad I could be back to supply some.
Yes,
and this is interesting for a number of reasons. Uh-huh. Some of it not that funny, but some of it is quite funny. So this fella, he's a grandfather at 43 years old. How is that possible?
It's just nice to be young and sprightly and keep up with
43 years old. So yes,
you look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So if I was in Jero, I'd be a great grandfather by now. Who knows? They start them young up there. But anyway, so this bloke has he was under a police order, like it was a restraining order, and he's tracked down his partner.
Nope.
Because he believed that his partner had stolen his English pound note that had been signed by the English cricket team.
Oh.
Right? So it's like it's a piece of memorabilia. It was given to him by his dad. So he was so sentimental, he reckons, that he tried to track down his partner and she called the cops, as you would. And then he's realised, oh, no, the jig is up here. The cops are on their way. The fuzz is bearing down
on me. And in my mind,
I've
just got the two cops in Albany putting
their... Yeah. They put the light on the roof, throwing the half-eaten donut out the window around to this house in Jero. And so he's... He's climbed into a rubbish bin to hide from the cops, which, look, it hasn't worked very well. I think they just walked over to the wheelie bin,
lifted
the lid. Hang on, this doesn't look like recycling.
How the Jero cops do not have their own reality show.
Oh, I know.
The amount of bollocks that they have to put up with.
It would be the best of all of those types of police reality, procedural reality TV shows. Anyway, so this granddad, this 43-year-old granddad, has landed in court, and the cop and the magistrate said, look, bud, like, you know, this restraining order was put down on you, you know, like about an hour before you went and did this. So there's not really any excuse for what you did. And so, as I said, unfortunately, going to have to give you a custodial sentence for this because over the last few years you've proven that you don't really do what you're told when it comes to police orders. And so they've thrown him into the bin of the adult bin, which is aka the jail. And so he's going to sit there and at least until January when he becomes eligible for parole. So learning his lesson.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And his grandkids will have to go and visit him in the what is the Grenoff? Is that the prison up in Jero?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
We really need to brush up on this.
We need to brush up on this.
On our jurisdictions.
Half the people we talk about in the Wild West end up in there. So they should be paying us some sort of commission.
Indeed.
Sending us a T-shirt or something.
Indeed. Well, look, the Gero news never fails to disappoint. But again, if you're going to break an AVO, you deserve to be thrown into the bin.
Exactly.
For sure. Ben O'Shea, thank you so very much for joining us in the Wild West. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sure will.
And as we spoke about at the top of the show, if you are experiencing any type of domestic violence situation, please call 1-800-RESPECT or hit up whiteribbon.org.au.